We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
The ESL Rochester Fringe Festival, the most anticipated festival in the region, will once again excite audiences with nearly 650 performances September 9th through the 20th. From comedy, dance, and theater to jaw-dropping spectacles across 39 venues all around Rochester. Don't miss amazing performances in the Spiegel Tent, including the world premiere of Cirque du Fringe Claws Out, Shot Sphere, Kids Fringe, and more. And direct from Italy, Sphere, a mind-blowing outdoor spectacle, free at Parcel 5, September 19th and 20th. RochesterFringe.com.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. As always, I'm recording here from Rochester, New York, up near the High Falls, where spooky and amazing weird stuff has always happened. If you ever watched the old TV show Buffy, Vampire Slayer, there was the thing called the Hellmouth, and because of that, there was always crazy, evil, demonic things around happening. Well, Rochester does not have a Hellmouth. It has a weird mouth. And because of that, we have the weirdest things that always happen around here. So I am always happy to be recording and thanking you guys for tuning in yet again and for saying, you guys are being amazing. I am getting so many messages sent in to the Factoid hotline, the spooky hotline it is now that's becoming towards the holiday season of Halloween. So thank you guys for sending those messages in. And as always, if you have a story you want to share, please feel free to text it at the hotline number 585-310-2473. You can send me an email at mindofmagnus@gmail.com. Or if you want, you can take your phone out, use the Memo app or whatever app your phone may have. It does it. Record your message and email me that voice message. But I'm getting a lot of cool messages in. I'm collecting some great spooky stories for the holiday season. And I just want to say thank you for all those who've been writing in saying hi. I have been kind of on hiatus because if my voice may let you know that I have actually been kind of sick for the past couple weeks. Enough so I've been coughing. I kind of lost my voice. And it was really awkward trying to do a radio show with no voice. I have been super excited because this is actually kind of the teaser for season 9. I have a bunch of cool interviews. I've been working through some tech problems, like I said, and thank you for those who wrote in and messaged me. In one of the previous shows, I happened to mention that I had some audio files that were giving me a bit of a headache, and you guys have written in. I've been working through a handful of them. We've been bringing a few of these stories and voices back. We had a few that kind of kept falling apart for problems that come to find out was not my own. It was actually the other person's system because they, in another show, did a live show, and they were having the same problems. So made me feel good that it wasn't just me. It wasn't my problems, but you guys are wonderful. Ben, thank you so much. Jason, thanks for sending in some stuff. Matt has been working with me. You guys are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I want to give a shout out to my Lunchador team. You guys are doing awesome stuff. Follow Lunchador Network on Instagram. See what they've been doing. They have been pairing up with the team at the Fringe Fest here in Rochester, New York. Had interviewed so many cool folks, so many weird artists and creatives. And it was great to hear the voice of Stromy and so many people picking the brains of others. They did a pop-up event, and I wish I could have joined in. But I was actually double booked that day that I actually did a panel for the Flower City Comic Con where I got a chance to host and ask questions of Guy Gilchrist, which is Jim Henson's cartoonist. He did the illustrations for the Henson cartoons. He worked on Fraggle Rock. He worked on Animaniacs. We had all sorts of great conversation that wasn't recorded that I come to find out, but it was an amazing experience. I'll post some of the pictures online when it's all there. You'll have to excuse me if I suddenly start kind of getting awkward and able to talk. I've been hacking up a lung for a while. This has been a lingering cold. It didn't show as COVID on the test, but it definitely felt kind of weird. Enough so I've been losing count of energy. I'm running fevers off and on. So I'm heading to a doctor in a couple of days, and I should be fine. But I just wanted to make sure to get some of these recordings back out and get in the habit of doing these audio recordings. So I want to just do this a little quick little thing. This is a message to keep the momentum going, to keep the shows happening. I want to keep going. I have advertisers that I want to make sure that get the love. If you are a coffee fanatic in the Rochester area, and Joe Beans Roaster is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. They make a difference in the coffee farmers as well as the coffee drinkers in the world. So follow them. If you guys are also just the other ads I toss in here, if Paul Guglielmo, you guys, his sauces are just stunningly good. Trust the fat guy. Love it, love it, love it. You can find them in a lot of different locations. But this is going to be a short little show. This is probably just going to be a little factoid show. And I thought I would start off with something really zany that got sent in to me. And this one here comes in from, here's his name, Leah. Thank you, Leah, for this one. This is for the spider fans out there, or maybe those who don't like spiders, because this is going to scare you a bit more. So spiders aren't just a creature that, walks around and climbs walls and everything else. They also have the ability to fly. That's right. You heard me right. Fly. So there is 27 different families of spiders that have the ability to gain flight, not using wings, but by using the silk they have coming out of their rear ends, which is a great mental image. So I always thought it was just they would make this silk. And this is me personally. I always thought they make the silk and it just get enough wind and it would lift it up. Nope. Leah goes on and tells me this. So, Magnus, they are actually harnessing the electric field around the planet Earth to gain flight. And she is 100% right in this. This is one of the most shocking things. She goes on to explain that what the spiders are doing is that they, and they're some of their front arms, their hairs have the ability to sense electric fields. And with that, they can kind of tell when it's the right moment to do this. They'll extend these rows and rows of silk, not just one, but up to five to six, whatever else. They'll keep spreading these long strands straight up in the air. And if you've ever taken like a balloon and like rubbed it on your clothing and have that static charge, this is what's happening. The silk is so thin that as it goes up in the air, it has a little bit of a positive charge, and the silk strands start spreading out like fingers, like a fan. It gets wider and wider and wider. And since they're all uniquely positively charged, each unique strand spreads out wider and wider. Well, the electric field that kind of permeates everything, it actually has, as it goes closer to the ground, the strength of the field slightly changes. So by utilizing the directional sense of the electric field, on the planet, this wide fan of positively charged silk suddenly gets larger and gains lift to the smaller spider behind it. So think of the silk is now, instead of being this little tiny spider, it has a meter of like five or six strands of silk sticking up. So it's like a balloon of sorts. So this large group of positively charged strands suddenly scoop this spider up and it just gets pulled through the atmosphere. She sent me a link to spiders being shown in labs. They take these spiders and they put them in a static environment. Static is in a set environment, no wind, no nothing else this way. Not static as in static charge. But it's a room with no wind, no nothing else. And the spider like looks around, starts feeling stuff around, and starts spraying this silk up in the air. And when they added an electric field to this room, the spider would just pop right up in the air and float. And picture of this is crazy. It's a little tiny spider just seemed to be like levitating right in the middle, and they can control it. The more they charge, when they drop the charge, the spider just dropped. When there was no electric field added to the room, see, a cough. Sorry, I've been pausing each time, but I'm on a roll right now. I'm going to not cut that out. So as they drop the electrical charge, the spider hit the ground, but they just put it back in. Sure enough, it would just levitate up there. So Leah, you blew my mind. I thought that it was simply just like a parachute, like a large, and they made a big spindle of silk and it would just carry it away into the winds. Nope. They have electric flying spiders. We have electric flying spiders before we got GTA 6. So, oh my gosh. Leah, thank you for that. You guys, you are amazing. I have a bunch of other factoids coming in, but I'm going to save them for a little bit longer show. This is just my little, hey, how you doing? Season 9 is starting soon. Thank you guys for being part of it. And I just want to say hi. Thank you. The world's been chaotic, and that probably has been one of the factors why I have been a little lax in getting some shows out. The news has been rough. There has been a lot of things happening that, as a person who reads a lot of books, who is a fan of history, who requests to know as much what's going on, it has been very tough, and I have to say I'm kind of weary as of late. Social media has been very taxing. There's been a lot of arguments. And I have to admit that I, barring being sick as well, I've actually been a little more introspective and kind of introverted, I guess, as well. So, I don't know. But you guys have been amazing. I still keep in touch. People have messaged me. Everyone on Patreon has been wonderful. But thank you, guys. There's nothing else I really want to add to this. I just keep saying thank you. So, I don't know. Stay safe out there. I was going to have a little bit more of a dialogue on what's happening in the world, but there's plenty of that out there right now. I'd rather share cool, fun facts. So before I go, I'm going to go a couple more things that you need to go look up on. One of the things is the rocks that were found on Mars. There are rocks that were discovered a bit ago. They looked at them. There are clearly color differences in the rocks. The way the density of the stone is shows that there is something that organized these sort of materials that the pressure would allow for that wasn't done by temperature, wasn't done by crystalline structures. It was most likely done by ancient microbial life. Now, awesome. The picture looks great. We assume it could be this. We won't know until we get that rock sample back home to Earth. And thanks to bureaucracy and a bunch of other stuff going on, the return process is in a bad state of limbo. And it probably won't happen until 2030s at least. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. But we won't know exactly what's going on. We have a lot of theories of what's happening on that. But we're not exactly sure yet. If you want to learn more about it, one of my favorite people to listen to who goes on and on about rocks and weird science is Hank Green. He just recently did a whole show on what to understand about the Mars possible life. Personally, I think it's definitely a show that I think that rock shows that it does have life in it. It's not like a fossil of a dinosaur. It is some discoloration and pockets of color that look organic. So I don't know. The final other weirdness, if you want to look for something that is weird and spooky and odd, there is a very unique story happening called the Panama meteorite. A man said a rock landed in his yard, said it was a meteorite. And when he cracks it open, something starts growing out of it. And personally, I think it's just a fun internet story. But there is this venom-like amorphic black blob. Actually, not blob. It's these fingery tendrils all growing out of this rock. So I would urge anyone who wants to follow along a creepy, weird story to like at least change up the scene. If you're nervous about news or everything else, go check out the Panama meteorite. So, but that's about it. Those are some things that have been sent in to me. My factoid hotline has been keeping me quite happy. You guys are just phenomenal. So thank you for texting me, sending me cool stuff. I write back as much as I can. I love hearing the messages. I'm getting a bunch more spooky stories. So if you have a story of a ghost, you have a story of a Bigfoot, a werewolf, anything that you want to share, feel free. I have a story of black-eyed kids that was just emailed into me that I'm actually looking for a friend of mine to read because I think her voice would be perfect for the story. So, I don't know. I'm very fortunate to have such amazing listeners all joining in and sending me messages, and just, you guys make me happy. So, I'm going to leave it at that. Season 9 will be starting officially, so thank you for your patience on it, but I want to get something out the door to you guys now. And, of course, Matt will give you all the pertinent details of how to get a hold of me, how to send in your stories, and your random factoids. So thanks so much, folks. Always remember, keep expanding those minds of yours.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know! Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473, visit mindofmagnus.com, or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Pauly Guglielmo, host of the Pauly Guglielmo Show here on the Lunchador Podcast Network and founder of Guglielmo Sauce, owner of Craft Cannery, bottling many of your favorite local and regional sauces, dressings, and marinades. You can find Guglielmo's at any area Wegmans or at many local mom and pops around the city.